What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. All right. Hey there, newsletter subscribers. This is the Who's Crushing It segment for the newsletter for the REI Marketing Weekly. Today, I've got my good friend Zach Beach on the line here out of Rhode Island. He actually just came back from California, but he's in Rhode Island now. So he just needed a dosage of the West Coast since he's so far east. But Zach is one of my good friends, and this is the first segment of the Who's Crushing It part of the email. So the first interview that we're doing. So those of you who are new to the email subscribe list, these are going to be weekly things. So every single week when this newsletter comes out, we're going to bring on an investor that's actually doing investing. Right? So they actually got a business going. They're not a guru or anything. So this newsletter is directed towards real estate professionals. And Zach here is one of those real estate professionals who's crushing it. Today, we're going to talk about some Facebook Live stuff that he's doing with his clients that's seeing really good results. He gave me a brief overview of what's going on, but I'm going to allow him to talk about that fully. So this isn't going to be a long interview, but Zach, it's good to have you on, man. Do us a favor and just briefly for 30 seconds or so, introduce yourself.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh, for having me on. Appreciate it. I certainly hope that I qualify for crushing it right now. So I appreciate being the first interview, and hopefully I do you proud. As you can see, I do get my California tan going on, so I feel pretty good right now.
You don't get that kind of tan in Rhode Island, do you?
I do, but I just don't usually make it out of the office quite as often as I'd like to. I get to enjoy the beach. I'm Zachary Beach, partner coach with smartrealestatecoach.com. And also, you know, my family also has their own personal buying and selling entities. We tend to focus primarily buying and selling real estate on terms. So lease options, owner financing, sub two deals. What's been really working for us right now, especially in the coaching world, but this is also something that definitely could work for if you are just a investor yourself and you're not really coaching people, but really you're trying to attract new clients. What's been working for us is we created this thing originally was on our email list, which was just called Family Friday. And all that did was we would send pictures of like my son or us like at the beach or us doing some activities, meaning the family, because we have a family business here. My brother-in-law, my father-in-law, myself, we We run the business together. So we wanted people to see that family atmosphere, as that is one of our unique selling propositions, is we are a family and we're a family business. So we attract a lot of people that way. So it started out with just like some pictures, just so people, the behind this was just so people got to know us. You know, it brings like that humanity feel to it. And we're not just those people behind the screen. And then what it evolved to, and what you were alluding to, was it evolved to Facebook Lives, where we actually interview our clients that we're currently working with, our associates, so people we buy and sell property with. That way we could get to know them better, as long as the rest of the audience could get to know them better too. So people that are looking to get involved in our business. So that's gone really well, as it's getting the most likes, the most comments than any of our other posts. So it's been really cool.
Yeah. So what are you asking these people to talk about when you get them on these Facebook Lives? I mean, are you just saying, hey, we want you to talk about the deal that you're doing with us or whatever? Like, do you like straight up say, hey, we're doing a testimonial video, or how do you guys carry that out?
No, so we just call it Family Friday Lives, and I prep the people before they hop on, but it's really more to highlight people, as these tend to be people that are doing really well. But it's also to humanize them, right? These aren't just people, these aren't just investors that are out there doing deals. This is a legitimate person who has a family, who has struggles, who has successes. So what we do is I ask them a couple basic questions, like where were you before you joined our Wicked Smart community? That's what we call ourselves, the Wicked Smart community. What are some big successes you had? Maybe some things that, some bottlenecks that you've been dealing with. I really want to know more about their personal life associated with what's going on in their lives, but also bringing in the business. And then, of course, towards the end, you are asking like some testimonial type questions.
Sure.
If somebody was sitting on the fence, and they were thinking about joining our community, what would you say to them?
Yeah.
So you get to this really good background story of who these people are, what they're doing now, where they were before, and then they end up giving you testimonials just based off the questions that you ask.
I love that. And the reason why I love, you're calling it, Family Fridays, but whatever you call it, like, so if you're listening right now, whatever you call it doesn't matter. But the fact that it's a structured day built around like this one piece of content, I think that's important to understand. Like, you guys are in deep in this now. Like, it's like every Friday that you do this, right?
Yep. Yeah. We've been doing that every Friday for a long time. Like we talk about on the call, we have a content calendar. So we actually have many days that are structured. We have deal structure Sundays where we just talk about deals, where we interview our people, or we do deals on the whiteboard. We have Q&A Thursdays. We have motivational Mondays. So we have very structured content. And this just happens to be another day, but it also allows to talk about business, but also talk about the personal side of business as well, which is super important.
Yeah. So here's the thing I was going to go into. It's important for, those of you who are listening to understand, is that what Zach's doing with this, I mean, you may or may not be doing this, intentionally, but basically the thing I love about this is A, it's structured. B, which is the most important thing, is that they are putting their client on a pedestal, making them the hero, allowing them to get out in the world and say, hey, this is the thing I was going through, and Smart Real Estate Coach helped me through this, and Zach did this, and whatever, like, however they say it, you're allowing them to be on your platform to be the hero of the story, and you look at it as, you're the sidekick. And I'm not going to go into the whole like details of it, but that's really along the same lines as the book, Building a Story Brand, or Story Brand, or whatever it is, by Donald Miller. They have a lot of restrictions on what you can and can't talk about with it, but that's the basic concept, is you're allowing your clients to be on this pedestal. And what happens with that is that other clients see that, other potential customers see that, and they're like, hey, that person won because Smart Real Estate Coach was on their side and helped them get to that destination. So that's what they associated with, is that. And, especially if you're listening and if you got any kind of coaching programs or any kind of courses or whatever, I think this is important to kind of implement. And maybe don't call it Family Fridays or whatever, but you have your own little segment of it. Make sure it's structured, and allow them to talk about their problem. I mean, this is like kind of the core of what testimonials are, is like talk about their problems, talk about how what the solution was, and then how Smart Real Estate Coach was able to solve it. And, you know, whether those are the direct questions that you ask or not, that's at some point probably what they get to in those videos. So I think it's important to understand. And then those of you who are just active real estate investors, you might think you're like, you know, I don't have a course. I don't have anything to sell people. I don't do coaching or anything. I'm just flipping or wholesaling and that kind of thing. I think it'd still be cool to make sure that you structure a day centered around what your testimonials are. So marketing 101, get testimonials, right? And actually the video that I, at the top of this newsletter, talks about self recording testimonials if somebody's not comfortable being on a testimonial video. But have a structured day like Zach does here for testimonials, for allowing your clients, you know, you have a distressed seller that you bought a deal from and you're going to wholesale that deal, you know, shoot a testimonial video with that person. And then post one testimonial every Friday or every Thursday, every Wednesday, whatever it is, pick a day. But make sure it's structured, because if you have a steady flow, because what happens now, Zach, is that if this week, this Friday, you guys miss out on that, then people are going to be like, well, you've been doing that for the past few months or a couple weeks or whatever it is. So, you know, where's the family Fridays? So you create that consistency with them. So
yeah, it's a commitment, right? So don't start doing it and make it a consistent thing if you can't commit to it, because then it actually backfires. Uh-huh. And if you're just a typical investor and you're not, the word testimonial, I think, scares people sometimes.
It does. Yeah.
So I would just ask people, especially if you're just, if you're an investor and you're looking for people, just say, do you mind if I just record our story on how we met, and how we were able to help you, or how your experience was through our process? And then it could be a 5 or 10 minute video, and just because most people are more than willing to share their story, especially if they really like you. And the reason I'm able to get, or we're able to get people on these Facebook Lives, because most people are scared of the camera, is because I tell them we want to highlight you. We want to make sure that, you know, you get the recognition that you deserve for the position that you're in. So you can do that same thing with your sellers and your buyers, to create some great testimonial stories.
I like that. Give me your story. Don't ask them for a testimonial. Give me your story. See, there's a great nugget right there. I like that a lot.
Just a 5 minute story. Tell me where you were, you know, how we're able to help, or what the meat was when we were helping you, and where you are today.
Man, that's a great solution. Because I even talk about that with people, is, you know, when I'm telling them about how to get testimonials right, I even say, like, people sometimes are scared. I actually deal a lot more with people that are uncomfortable being on camera than are actually comfortable being on camera. And so that's why I even talk about the first segment of this email newsletter that's going out, is self-shooting testimonials, where you're telling the story as opposed to getting them on. You know, you just get their permission. Like, hey, can I tell your story? Maybe you don't want to be on camera. Let me do it. But I think that approaching it from what you're talking about there can alleviate that pressure of just like the mindset of a testimonial. People know what it is and it scares them, like you said. So I like that. That's a great nugget there. Zach, anything else that you would like to share with the audience, man? There's some great nuggets here. I told you we would keep it short, but I appreciate you sharing everything you have. Anything else you want to share? Maybe also website, book. I know you guys got a best-selling book out right now, so you maybe want to share that too.
Yeah, so we got two Amazon best-selling books out there. I'd be happy to give your audience the book for absolutely free. We can do, we'll include a link here on this as well. So we'll just put a link on there. New Rules of Real Estate Investing just hit Amazon bestseller a couple months ago, where my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, and myself, we all co-wrote the book. There's also 20 other or 21 other leading experts in real estate. So even if you're not a huge fan and a huge niche of our niche, you're going to see a lot of great and amazing people that you probably have heard of are throughout that book. So I would go ahead, Diamond, enjoy the book, and we'll give it to you absolutely free. You'll just have to give us your address and we'll ship it out to you hardcover.
Absolutely. So I got the book right here. So Zach was kind enough to send me the book. And those of you who are in real estate, I mean, you know some of these guys. I mean, I know Brad Chandler, you got Joe Fairless, Quincy Long, John Martinez is actually one of my clients. I see Eddie Speed here, and there's just Don Strickland. I mean, there's a lot of great names in here. So make sure you go pick that up. We will have a link in the segment here in the email. So just click back to the email and then you'll find the link there and you can get that book. So Zach, I appreciate you sharing this stuff, man. Keep crushing it. And I appreciate you, and we'll have you back again probably soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, my man.
All right. Take it easy.